Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boys and girls, we're back live now into this third and final hour. And the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air after our guest joins us just for a segment or so to talk about, well, this new nightmare, this new thing that's happening that our loving government is involved in, and that is, of course, saying that foster children or people in government custody, they can test whatever they want on them. And it just makes my blood boil to think of them doing this to innocent children. It makes me so angry. EPA to allow pesticide testing on orphans and mentally ill handicapped children. And again, an orphan is somebody snatched from their parents, usually. Public comments are now being accepted by the Environmental Protection Agency on its newly proposed federal regulation regarding the testing of chemicals and pesticides on human subjects. On August 2, 2005, Congress had mandated the EPA create a rule that permanently bans chemical testing on pregnant women and children, but the EPA's newly proposed rule, misleadingly titled Protections for Subjects in Human Research, puts industry profits ahead of children's welfare. The rule allows the government and industry scientists to treat children as human guinea pigs in a chemical experiments in the following situations. Children who, now this is from the rule change, children who cannot be reasonably consulted, such as those that are mentally handicapped or orphaned newborns, may be tested on with permission from the institution or guardian in charge of the individual. The child may be exposed to chemicals for the sake of research. Did you hear that? Well, we can research on the orphans. Parental consent forms are not necessary for testing on children who have been neglected or abused. Oh, the parents abused them, so we're going to give them some pesticides. This is from the EPA. And it continues here. Chemical studies on any children outside of the U.S. are acceptable. And this is from 70 FR 538-6526.408A. Do we have our guest now? Or? Oh, we do have our guest. Well, that's good. We're going to break here in a moment, and we'll go to our guest after the break. And that's Organic Consumer Association environmental scientist Craig Manona, who we had on a few weeks ago on the Congress now moving forward to basically destroy organic labeling, period. But that is important, but just the sheer evil of this, again, it's been in the New York Daily News, it's been in New York papers, and a few other papers around the country, but they got caught with their pants down a few years ago in New York. The city welfare department did, literally renting children out to pharma and others, testing pesticides, AIDS medications, very toxic ones on them, kids that didn't even have AIDS. They were dying. There were articles where it said little Billy the first week had to went from being healthy and happy and liked to play basketball to having to lay in the bed. And then Billy died. I mean, you're reading this and no one goes to jail. We're just murdering children. It's fun. I mean, this is what our government does. And I'm sitting here with the FDA documents. Oh, if the child was abused, they're ours. So this is the type of nightmare we're discussing. We'll come back and go to our guest, environmental scientist Craig Manona, coming up here after this quick three-minute break. And don't forget the websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on the one and only, often imitated, never duplicated, GCN Radio Network. That's right, Genesis. Genesis Network. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For this segment, and then I'd like to hear callers specifically talk about this. You want something you can prove. You want something that's just outright evil, that's in your face. We've been talking a lot about the microwaving, the radiating of 110,000 Jewish children. That's in major British and Jewish newspapers over in the Middle East. It is not debatable. It is public. The government took healthy little kids, it'd be bad enough if they were disabled children, now, that's just as bad, but I mean healthy little kids, whole lives ahead of them, and would kill them, just kill them, just kill them. I mean, this is what we're talking about, this is who we're fighting here, and this is akin to it. And I was just reading from the new rule being announced by the Food and Drug Administration and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and thank God, a great organization, the Organic Consumers Association, and it's organicconsumers.org, is joining us today. I tell you, Craig Manona is an environmental scientist with the association. Craig, it just gets crazier and crazier every day. It's sorrowful. What's going on with this new EPA situation?
Well, basically, the EPA had teamed up with some chemical companies last fall for what was known as the CHEERS study, which was a study that targeted low-income families in Florida. There was such a huge citizen backlash from that Congress, led by Senator Barbara Boxer, put pressure on the EPA to drop that study as a whole. And then in August, Congress mandated that the EPA create a rule that bans all testing of children and pregnant women. And then this rule came forth as the EPA's response to that. Unfortunately, there's gaping loopholes in this rule right now, as you noted before the commercial break.
Well, there's also such a long history of chemical, biological, radiological testing on disabled children and children, period, for that matter. I'm just reading the bill here. I mean, or the law, this rule. I'm reading it here, and it just openly says if kids have been abused, then they don't have any rights, and we're going to abuse them.
Correct, yeah. If the parents are deemed as unfit, then they don't have to give consent. The same holds true for mentally handicapped kids. The rule states that kids need to also give consent, and that actually falls within the Nuremberg Code.
But if they're retarded, they don't have any rights.
Exactly, and also if they're orphans, then they just need the EPA or the testing facility would need consent from the institution that oversees the kids. And of course, a lot of these institutions are pretty financially in need of more income. And so, a chemical company comes to the institution, says, "We're going to give you X number of dollars to test the kids," and and then tells the institution that the chemicals are relatively benign or whatever. Blah, 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 blah.
You know, I'm having trouble hearing you. I apologize. Can we boost his audio, please, to me? Because I'm just noticing that's been happening lately. It might be on my end, but I apologize, Craig. Again, I feel like I should pull my hair out. I should yell. I should scream. I should freak out. This is pure evil right in front of us, and they just calmly do it. Craig, were you familiar with the news the last few years out of New York where they'll actually come to a mother and say, "We're going to take your 10-year-old from you, we're the CPS, but if you sign him over to us and don't argue, we'll let you keep the 2-year-old. I mean, that's a real case. And then they take him and just start feeding the little happy little 10-year-old, 8-year-old boy a pesticide. And then he's literally in a stretcher vomiting and dying. I mean, it's just psychopathic murdering. And then the CPS workers, finally, one of them has a soul and goes public, and then she gets fired, and it's on the news being defended. I mean, how do you grab children and give them pesticides?
Yeah, this entire document is set up for that. And this is a major environmental justice issue because what's happening here is you're targeting low-income families, you're targeting low-income institutions, and one of the weakest populations or most vulnerable populations here in the United States and overseas. Actually, the document says that if the studies are done overseas, they're completely acceptable. So you can expect that these chemical companies will simply start to outsource some of these studies to countries that don't have as stringent laws.
Well, this will please Peter Singer and the animal rights activists, though. Instead of guinea pigs and rabbits and white lab rats being killed, we'll just start. Well, I guess we're not about to start. It's already been going on. We'll just kill and poison the little kids. We'll just maybe put them in little cages, and maybe we can just move on to that level.
Yeah, the most confusing part about this is the congressional mandate said that this rule needed to be set up without exception. There's no exception to the rule that children should not be tested on, pregnant women should not be tested on. What this document does is it spends 30 pages of fine text, most of which is just this flowery introduction about how great this entire rule is and how.
No, it's all like that. Love the children, be sweet to them, give them candy bars, and then at the end of the day, shoot them 5 times in the head. But that's in little small print.
Exactly. It's a long, flowery introduction that does exactly that, and you really have to look pretty deep in it to find these little, these massive gaping loopholes.
Well, I'm actually reading from the subsections. I mean, 70 FR 538 6526.408 Section C. I mean, I'm reading here where it openly says, children who cannot be reasonably consulted, such as those that are mentally handicapped or orphaned, newborns, may be tested on with permission from the institution or guardian in charge of the individual. The child may be exposed to chemicals for the sake of research. Again, folks, we're talking actual lab rats with babies. Parental, they'll kill them, they'll use them for body parts, no big deal. Folks, we're not joking about this. Parental consent forms are not necessary for testing on children who have been neglected or abused. Oh, since they've been abused, let's abuse them more. Chemical studies on any child outside of the U.S. are acceptable. And it goes on and on.
Yeah, that's actual text from the document. That's actual text from the proposed rule.
When is Rod Serling going to walk out and tell me you're in a place, a place called the Twilight Zone? I want to wake up from this nightmare, sir. I'm sick of it. I don't even want to cover this anymore. This is hellish.
Yeah, we really didn't even know how to go about doing the alert for it, just because it is so... It doesn't seem believable. It doesn't seem like something like this could really happen. So we had to really spend a lot of time trying to make sure that we had dozens of external links off of our alert page. So, you know, it goes to the Washington Post and Baltimore Sun. And
where they call the report on it like it's just, you know, the price of cheese.
That's a good point.
But I mean, imagine, they're just calmly talking about, oh, we'll grab your kids. And by the way, can you trust a government to grab kids from families if they have a money incentive to do it? And see, again, you can't trust someone that they're even taking truly abused children. See, and then we get into that whole ball of wax, how it's been proven that in most of the cases it is a fraud. Yeah. So what do we do to stop this, sir?
There's a comment period that goes until December 12th on our action page on the organicconsumers.org site. You can go there, and there's all sorts of information. If you want, you can research the heck out of this to find out as much information as you want before making any sort of comment. There's also a template comment letter there, and folks can either email that, they can mail in their own comments, they can call in their comments, but they need to comment.
Well, look, this has been going on for decades. We know this. We know this has been going on really since the 40s, some of the cases we've seen, on a massive level. But because of backlash, because of lawsuits, because of employees, some good CPS workers and others, and people that are, I mean, watching the kids die, folks. It's again been in New York papers. I mean, they actually kill them in some cases. Very toxic chemicals, pesticides, cocktails of this stuff, literally like lab rats. Now they're just codifying it, I guess, into law. But this isn't even law. It's just some regulatory mumbo-jumbo, and I don't think this is going to protect them from liability. Just because the EPA says you can feed little children or little babies pesticides doesn't mean you can really do it.
Right, and they set up a lot of gobbledygook in there, too. That's just sort of a whitewashing sort of situation where they'll say that the IRB, the Independent Review Board, can determine that if the study, that supplementary protective measures can be taken if it's determined that the chemical exposure could be dangerous for the child.
So basically, if the kid gets out of the cage, literally, and is able to run down the street begging, and if the cops, of course, they'll have a wristband, the cop will bring him right back. Help me, please. I've been torturing me for 5 years. Come with me back now. It's time to go back to your loving area. I mean, this is like a nightmare science fiction movie.
Yeah, it's very peculiar, and it's our own EPA.
Your mommy put cigarettes out on you, so now we're going to make you drink experimental drugs and pesticide.
A lot of this rule was actually doctored up. It was a backroom sort of creation, too. There was no public comment period to create this rule. And there's actually six different major pesticide studies that are on the threshold of coming out right now. And our thought with this is that the manner in which those studies were conducted wouldn't be fitting for a rule that required that there was no exceptions for...
Let's boil this down, folks. They're feeding the children bug poison, and then they take biopsies and blood and test and see, ooh, the liver is dying. Look at it. I mean, this is Joseph Mengele stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a research scientist. That's what you do. I mean, you look at this, sir.
Yeah, and it's not even just pesticides. This is the whole gamut of any kind of experimental chemical. So with the CHEER study, for example, they were doing it with brominated flame retardants and with Teflon.
I tell you what, you know, I've been running on at the mouth. Come back, sir, for a few more minutes. We'll get the website out again. And please tell us some of the other thousands of things they're going to be doing. I mean, imagine if you went out and kidnapped a kid, folks, and made them drink bug poison. They give you the death penalty, and they should. Government doesn't. They pass laws and go, yeah, we can kill your kids. I mean, this is sick. They are. You are scum, New World Order.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Moses, George, Regina, David, Jeff, others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. I want to go through this new oil company news. They knowingly lied, oh, big surprise, in front of Congress. They're not going to get in trouble. Oh, we never met with Dick Cheney and the Energy Commission or any of his deputies. Oh, no, we don't care about what charts the future of it. It just goes on and on and on. But frankly, I don't even care about getting ripped off for oil compared to poisoning little kids. I mean, folks, they're doing it. It's not like we can trust the government to test on the kids. They don't deserve the rights that anybody else has. Let me tell the cops something and the government and the minions out there. You think you're safe? You think you're safe, too? Yeah, well, let them pick on the little weak, retarded kids. Let them out. I'm going to be all right. I got a black mask and a skull patch. I mean, I'm powerful. I go to cowboy games. I mean, I got a bunch of slits malt liquor in the refrigerator. Everything's all right. We're talking to the Organic Consumers Association, Organic Consumers Association of America, Campaign for Health, Justice, and Sustainability, and the website's organicconsumers.org. We're talking to, of course, environmental scientist, research scientist, Craig Manona. We're going to let him go here in just a moment, but tell us some of the, it's not just pesticides and experimental drugs, it's whatever they want, and flame retardant. I mean, tell us about that.
Yeah, that actually was initially in the proposal, a brominated flame retardant, which are known to cause brain damage and a whole consortium of other horrible health effects. That along with Scotch Guard, which has been connected with liver disease. It's just any type of chemical you can imagine. There's no restrictions within the rule at all, ranging from pesticides to flame retardants to experimental skin applications to whatever it may be. Any of that can be tested on the children within the study.
Which, by the way, it's been in the Houston Chronicle and other places, just minor blurbs. Oh, by the way, at our Huntsville prisons, we're testing on people. If they want anything but bologna sandwiches three times a day, they just sign an agreement and we graft dioxin into their backs. I mean, this is the type of stuff that goes on, and it has to stop. I mean, are any of us safe, Greg, when this type of thing is going on? I mean, this is Nazi Germany. I hate to keep perseverating on that, but I'm freaked out. I'm about ready to get out of this country.
Yeah, one of the big things here, too, is that most of these studies are paid for and conducted by the actual chemical companies. The chemical companies then take the study results, they sift out the negative information from the studies, and they submit the positive information to the EPA, and that's what ultimately becomes regulation.
And they can tell you that this little four-year-old that you gave all this dioxin to loved it and didn't get sick. Of course, the poor child's retarded and can't defend themselves.
Exactly, and that's a big portion of it too. What we've seen with these studies in the past is that they ultimately lead to weakening of regulations on pesticides or chemicals in general.
Well, it's sick, and I'm tired of it, and cancer is exploding, and all these health problems are exploding, and I don't want my family. I mean, it's just, doesn't the elite, Craig, know that it's hurting their children, too? I mean, why do they do this? It's just...
Well, it's all profit incentive, and that's really what it is in these studies. Again, if you're targeting the low-income people, and this is something interesting we had with the CHEERS study and the CHEERS alert late last year. The EPA responded to our alert and the citizen backlash from it and saying, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. The study is solid and great. And we responded to them with, well, why don't you volunteer your own children then? If this is such a safe study, why are you targeting this African American extremely low income community in Duval, Florida? And not volunteering your own children, of course, they're not doing that.
You know, that really adds validity to that black professor that says the whites want to kill us, get them first. Of course, it isn't true. They're doing it to white kids, too. But they really do target blacks. It's disgusting. Why doesn't Jesse Jackson talk about that? No, he's too busy fighting with toothless Klan members who aren't a threat to anything. They're just a threat to their own hygiene. It's just, it's unbelievable. It just, it makes me sick. How do they, and folks, I've read the articles, I've even seen little TV programs about it. I mean, these are like armored prison facilities. They just take these poor little kids in, and they just lab rat them, and they, you know, the Animal Liberation Front, by the way, they're all anti-human. They say test on humans. They think this is great. They'll bust in and shoot doctors because they're doing this to rhesus monkeys, but they don't care. There's little black kids they're doing it to, and little white kids they're doing it to. What are the percentages? I haven't seen them in a few years, but isn't it like 60% black and about 30% Hispanic, the other 10% white?
Oh, with some of these chemical studies, that's exactly what we've seen. In fact, there's very few representation from the white population altogether, which is interesting because the chemical companies say that they're doing these broad studies to figure out how these chemicals are affecting a wide range of population, but that's obviously not the case.
Wow. I want to thank you so much for always coming on, Craig.
Yeah, well, thank you.
God bless you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Moses and George and Regina and David and Jeff and others. I do have some other news I want to cover as well after we take those. Ted Anderson's about to be in studio with us for just about 5 minutes up at the Genesis Studios in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Minneapolis, St. Paul, to be precise. Burnsville, to really be precise. But before we do that, seriously, I'm not going to belabor it. I'm not going to go on and on about it. I've made some really good films that need to be seen that affect change, that inform, that are dynamic, that are changing minds, that are important to society, that are damaging to the New World Order's control grid. And these are people that want to kill 85 to 95% of us publicly. They've said it. They're doing it. These are people that could care less about you and your family. These are people that want us all disadvantaged and all dumbed down and all living in compact urban cities. These control grids, these modern surf plantations or slave houses. I'm sorry that's the truth. I'm sorry that's the reality. We need to become self-sufficient. We need to become armed with information and armed physically to defend ourselves. Now is the time to face this threat. And we are strong. We're getting stronger. But for those that haven't gotten the films or those that already have the films, get them. Make copies. Get them out to people. Get them on local cable systems, local access TV. Affect change. Warn the people. I want to commend and thank those that have. Please go to Infowars.com or Infowars.net. Link through to the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. And take advantage of some of the Christmas specials we've got. Give them as birthday presents. Give them to your neighbor. Housewarming. Just get it out there. Show it at your VFW hall. Tell the truth. Help us get the word out. You can order the films, the books on tape, all the great new books by great authors that we're carrying. We're really expanding what we carry, so be sure and go and peruse all the items, books, and videos. Infowars.com or call toll-free. They can answer your questions there as well about martial law or Road to Tyranny or Codex Magica, the new book, or The Coming Battle, any of it. Dr. Cuddy's book, Cover Up. You need to have these materials. Knowledge is power. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prison. Planet.tv, where we have 15 cent a day memberships. 15 cents a day memberships. And the monthly and yearly subscriptions that you can get, if you get a yearly, you get 3 months of free, so it's even less. Please take advantage of that. That's what makes this program, this broadcast, possible. Now let's shift gears and go to Ted Anderson, the founder of the Genesis Network, I guess out of scratch. Going back almost 6 years ago now, I'd been on another truly rinky-dink network, but he created a new network and expanded it, and really has done a great job. Now over 300 affiliates total with all the different Genesis shows combined, and we have many of those day and night. We're always thankful for all those affiliates, but I really want to thank the founder of the GCN Radio Network. I've heard some crazy stuff where these weirdos get on the air and claim they founded the Genesis Network. I just wanted to throw that out there, that is malarkey. It was Ted Anderson and Michael Trudeau. Side issue. Ted is here because gold just keeps going up and up. And folks, I don't have a lot of money, but when my savings is predominantly in gold. I bought a few coins last Friday. And you know what? I started buying coins from Ted 4 years ago, and I shopped around. You can find them a little cheaper a few places. Most of the places, it's a lot more. But Ted supports freedom and supports the Genesis Network, owns the Genesis Network. And you know what? When gold went up a year ago, I didn't sell it. When gold went up again, I didn't sell it. I'm not selling it. It's there for when there's a real estate bust, so I can sell that gold and then buy the real estate when it's at 5 cents on the dollar, which it really could. Some real estate may go to that. That's what that gold is there. That gold is there if my children choose that they wish to go to college. Boy, I better make some money if I'm able to do that. Don't have much. But he's got $5 gold pieces at near melt price with some numismatic that is collector value to it as well, meaning non-confiscatable. Under U.S. government laws, bullion is confiscatable. I do hold bullion some, and I mainly hold semi-numismatic. Ted, thank you for joining us in studio as the founder of the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for having me up again, Alex. I got to tell you right now, gold is up $20 an ounce here. Currently, right now, we're looking at gold at $486. It was $660 earlier this week. I'm glad you're letting me on now, because right now I've got a situation just like I've had in the past where here I lock into some coins and the price goes up in gold and I still have them at the lower end. They're not going to find these coins lower priced anywhere else. That's because they're not available at a lower price anywhere. What I have right now are $5 gold pieces. They're the coins that were manufactured by the U.S. Mint here, the United States. They are in proof and business strike condition for collector type use. They're at $175 a coin. I just had another price increase right before I walked in the studio. But I've held on to this position without having to have that problem. The neat part about this thing is that usually these come in government holders. Somebody took the time on 150 of these coins and sent them into the certificate institutes like PCGS and NGC and paid $25 a coin to get these things graded. And they're like MS69 proof and MS68. I mean, they're just beautiful coins. Top of the shelf, top notch. First 150 coins are in those holders. The rest are not. We only have about 500 of them to work with. But right now, I have them at a price that's lower than the normal market price. With the price of gold going up $20 again here, obviously these are going to take an increase. As a matter of fact, they already have.
So Ted, I mean, basically, you're selling these really close to melt. And, folks, if you saw the margin even here for Midas Resources, it's very small. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a free market situation, but you're not going to find these any lower. And I've certainly taken advantage of it, as I do a couple times a year. I hope that you will. Or you can just keep trusting the fiat currency.
Well, I mean, Alex, it's obvious that people have to get into something other than the fiat currency. Inflation is the big problem right now. Inflation's pushing the price of gold. Silver's up over $8 an ounce. I don't know if you guys know it or not, but silver has gone up to $8.10 an ounce, so that's up too. The precious metals all are taking increases, and it's reflecting what's going on in the real economy out there. I would really suggest that you call on these, and if you can get on the first 150 coins, you're going to have PCGS, NGC graded coins. That's unheard of in this particular coin because they come out of in the government perfect shape as it is. That certification is, you know, that's $25 a coin right there. That's just really great to get involved with that. They're $3,500 a roll. You don't have to pick them up by the roll. You can pick them up by individual coin. But I suggest that you give us a call. This is a great opportunity. And the way to get to us is 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Currently, like I said, the spot price of gold is at $486. That's up $20 an ounce from just 2 days ago. A real strong market in gold. We're having some incredible times here in the precious metals business, and I just got to say, folks, this is like the beginning. It's not the end of the market. It is the beginning of the market. We have a situation where most people are calling from $800 to $1,000 an ounce that are looking at the precious metals prices and where it could go. That goes as high as Merrill Lynch and some of the big.
Ted, you know, just for this show today, because you called this morning and wanted to come on, I actually went and looked it up, and I've got major newspapers. In fact, they're here in the stack. I'll try to dig them out. Rents.com's got some links to them, too, I saw today. But right there, in fact, I ought to get these posted on the website. You ought to get these posted at the GCNlive.com website. I mean, it's major financial institutions are making major moves buying gold and silver and other metals right now, and major investors are now running out of mutual funds and other things into this. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean,
there are countries like China who is getting involved in gold. There are countries all over the.
So are the Arabs.
Yep. They're right now at this time. The dollar's taken the hit. Everybody knows out there that the United States cannot continue to go into debt like they have been. This war out there in the Middle East.
You know, I had Paul Craig Roberts again, former associate editor of major publications like the Wall Street Journal and, of course, William F. Buckley's publication, National Review, number two at Treasury for Reagan. And he said, and he broke down the numbers, and this, he's an economist, folks, award-winning. I mean, he said that Bush has borrowed more money than every other president combined before him.
And that's the problem, Alex. As the U.S. Treasury goes further into debt, there's more money being pumped into.
And this new Fed chairman says he's going to accelerate the money printing even faster.
Exactly.
He's actually giving speeches saying that.
Yeah, and what that's going to cause is it's going to cause a lot of inflation. It's going to cause the people who have been saving their money for all these years and in the stocks and the bonds and this type of thing, there's going to be a huge hit coming along in this. Interest rates are going to skyrocket. You're right about that. There's a real estate bubble out there, and when the interest rates rise too fast, obviously the real estate prices come down and they come down.
And that's what I'm, you know, frankly, I'm waiting to do that, is that as soon as the bubble implodes, I'm gonna go out and you know, it may not be a lot of land, but I'll end up being able to buy a few acres of property that was, I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. I've looked at this cycle before, and you know, you don't buy high on the real estate, you buy low. People keep going, well, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. when it implodes and the numbers are out, it's even bigger now. Whether it's a year from now or 10 years from now, it's going to be serious, and gold will then just shoot through the roof. And then that's when you dump some of the gold and are able to buy real estate, if that's what you're after.
You know, Alex, I got to say, too, the economy looks tough enough that you better have some small pieces of gold that you can tuck into your shoe and walk away with in case the worst comes to worst, the type of scenario that can play out like we've been talking about.
No, I know, kid. I mean, it's scary. You know, I've been buying small pieces of gold. There's little bits here, bits there. That's, you know, that's what it's for. But I want to thank you for coming on, Ted. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Thanks for letting me up. And again, 1-800-686-2237. Give us a call. Pick up some of those coins. There's only 150 of them in those sealed holders. I would suggest that you get those if you can get them.
Absolutely. It makes sense. That's 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. That's right, Ted, isn't it? 1-800-686-2237?
Yep.
Okay. I don't hope I don't give it out wrong. 1-800-686-2237. Oh, and tell them it's the Alex Jones special to specifically take advantage of that. And Ted has put everything he's got behind this network, and it's really been good to see the network growing and getting stronger, both the network and Midas Resources, in the last year. Really, really exciting, getting rid of some of that deadwood and just exploding. 1-800-686-2237. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to your calls. I'm going to move quickly because I want to go to all of you, and then I have a few tidbits I want to try to hit as well. Let's see if he's still there. He's been holding patiently. Moses in Texas. Moses, go ahead.
Yeah, patience is a virtue, Mr. Jones. First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome.
Can you hear me well? Because I'm in the mall.
You're loud and clear, brother.
Good, good, good. Last week, Waddy Watt was on the phone, or he was in the studio, and he's talking. Well, the other Waddy Watt, Steve, he's talking about, you know, peaceful revolution that we're already in the midst of. What I wanted to add on top of that, it's kind of like silent weapons for quiet wars, and GTN is probably one of the biggest weapons. Another thing, maybe you can help me out with this. I like to call what you see is like, it's called the web. Because you were talking about earlier about 80%, that if they want to get rid of 80% to 85% of us. If you check things out, it's kind of biblical because they want to take it back to pre-flood, is what, if I understand correctly. Is what
no,
they wanted.
No, I hear you, and thanks for the call. I'm going to have to move quick here. That's a huge subject. But no, I mean, the elite are just a bunch of psychopathic killers, and they've got all these social Darwinistic excuses for what they're doing. But interesting point, sir. Let's talk to George. In Illinois, I believe. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex,
yes.
I'm scared. I've got 10 children, and I'm from Germany. I'm here since 81. This is Nazi Germany over here. They're conducting human sacrifice, population control.
Yeah, that's what it is. All this abortion and grabbing little kids and taking them off and poisoning them to death. I mean, it's death camps right in front of you.
It is survival of the fittest. It's Darwinism. These are Satanists and the cartels. Run our politicians. The fantastic book written, and you should have this lady on your show, Dr. Carol Dean. And the book is called Death by Modern Medicine. It came out in 2005. And I tell you, she tells it the way you say it right now. Get her on the show.
Oh, listen, we're not joking. It's been in major New York papers. It's on Infowars.com, PresidentBana.com, that they grab little black kids, little white kids, little Hispanic kids, and they take them and they strap them down, and a month later they die. I mean, this is in many cases. They actually murder children.
Alex, are these Satanists, honestly? I mean, who are these people doing these things? This is so evil.
No, I agree. No, exactly. No, the doctors and nurses and people doing this are either really stupid. A lot of them are dumb as dirt. And totally unconscious. I mean, you heard the guest earlier where people are like, you talk like English. Is that where English comes from? I mean, they have just so dumbed us down that most people just, the children is here for medication. Time to take it. I've got to search your car. I'm a police officer. You know, what rights? Don't bring up your rights. I mean, it's just they're just dumb, man. A lot of them are just dumb, and others are just following orders, and other people are just evil. Look, a lot of people hear this stuff and go, well, okay, it's true. Stuff is evil. I'm going to join it because I'm afraid, and I might as well just get power off of it. There's people who are evil and like it. Then there are people who are dumb. Then there are people that know it's evil and are afraid, so they just, well, I'll just join it because then I'll at least protect my family. And, man, those are the people that will be in the worst spot in hell.
You're right about that. Alex, I love you. I love you from my heart. And We pray for you, and I think the only thing we can do is get on our knees and ask God for forgiveness, because our country has turned its back away from God, and that's the reason. That's what we're weeping right now.
No, you're right. God bless you, too, and I love you, too. I really do. I mean, I'm an evil person, folks. We're all evil. We all have problems. I have to control myself. I mean, I really do. But at least I'm conscious of it, of the battle that we all deal with every day. I mean, we're a fallen creature. Look at what we do. I mean, look at what we are. And just heaven help us. And I need your prayers, folks. You know, we're under attack, and we don't get up here and we don't talk about it. You know, we don't get up here and whine about how we're under attack. I mean, I see it as a mark of a badge of courage, but it's amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Try to talk quick. I wish I could have gone on with the last caller or the last guest, because let's face it, Alex, Julian Huxley promoted the UNESCO founder. Promoted eugenics, the science of creating better people through genetic manipulation. I want to say that on the floor of the House, I've been watching C-SPAN some today, because there was a hearing this morning, important hearing. Jonathan Edenward had a hearing, sort of an outgrowth of Ron Paul's bills. And
Let's stay there. I want to hear about it on the other side, Regina, and then we'll go to David and Jeff and wrap this up. Stay with us. Final segment straight ahead. Let Regina finish up, and then I didn't even get into all the old company stuff. I mean, I did some. They're criminal murderers wearing fancy suits and wearing fancy uniforms. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
His Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Regina, finish up. Particularly, what law, what bill, what was being debated on the House floor today?
There's a lot of things going on. I want to make sure. This is Edenmore.com. You can get a hold of the petition, get on there yourself, and get a copy of the petition. This all flies in the face of the fact that Codex Alimentarius, you know, came under the CAFTA. But I want to bring up.
So there's a law to restrict that. I mean,
this was a hearing at 7:30 in the morning, Alex. I wish I could have been there, but I couldn't. But I watched C-SPAN because basically.
What was it a hearing about? I mean,
this is in regards to having some control over the FDA's and the FTC control over our. Supplements, opening up the doors. Ron Paul has a bill. I think it's the Citizen Health Freedom Group is pushing this. But I want to talk to my subject now because I got on here.
Yeah, we're almost out of time.
Okay, I want to bring up that, you know, also because Congressman Ron Paul, Kucinich, Aberson from Hawaii, Walter Jones from North Carolina, brought through H.J. Res 55 to get us out of Iraq, homeward bound. Congressman John Murtha, my congressman up here in Pennsylvania, has introduced it to come over the KDK. He's had a press release, keep your eyes open, to get out of Iraq. And he is a high. He will get beat up for this, Alex. We better pray for him. He's not a Christian or whatever he is. I don't know what he is. If you ever get him on a show, please call him.
Okay, thank you. We got to go, Regina. I mean, I thank you for the legislative update. We're going to be getting Ron Paul on here in the next week or so, by the way. David.
Yes, sir. How are you, Alex?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk to you real quick about a living nightmare that I'm going through, and you're not seeing a lot of coverage about that, and that's the backdoor draft. And men and women being torn from their families who haven't been in the military for years.
That's right. You serve 3, 10 years, doesn't matter, and then they just call you up and say, you're our slave. You signed up to be here 3 years, but you're going to stay in forever.
Exactly. What's happened in my situation, I was in the military briefly, not even less than a year when they told me I was out. I was 20 years old. I'm 28 now. I have a baby son and a wife, and essentially I got a letter saying, show up or go to jail, and that's pretty much what's going on right now, and it's pretty tragic and it's a pretty scary thing to, you know, basically being saying, you know, you're taken away from your family or you're going to go help, you know, fight in this invasion of another country.
It's amazing. And of course, I guess you didn't read the fine print.
Oh, no. Of course not. When you're 20, and that's the sad thing is they prey on these, you know, when you're young, 18 and 20, and, you know, you go out there and you do this, and some people say, well, you know.
You signed it. It's dishonest.
Exactly.
I mean, people have already served, and they got to go again?
Exactly. We're talking, one of the big things that's going on right now is people who are medically discharged are being called back. People who were actually
no, it's been in the news. You know, in Tennessee, 64-year-old
right.
Man, cancer survivor, being sent to Iraq. I know. Call me back tomorrow, the next day. Let's spend more time and talk about this.
That sounds good because I want to talk about how far you think the draft is off. How far you see before it's going to come again?
It'll come after a massive terror attack. They'll probably nuke cities. Who knows what they'll do? Thanks for the call. I mean, don't think they're done, folks. Jeff in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
I'll be quick. It boggles my mind how there's no outrage. So few Americans have the clarity to even be outraged, it seems. They, in quotes, have engineered our ignorance to the point that in order to share one outrageous fact, you have to cover so much ground bringing people up to speed and what our rights are and what freedom is that by the time you get to the outrageous fact, the people have already zoned out. And I just want to say that none of this will make sense until we stop listening to the puppet and work out the script that the guy behind the curtain is working from. The arrogance of government to write this crap down shows how far we've fallen. And with ignorance, Americans are placing bars on the cages of ourselves and our own children. And I appreciate that you take the time to educate your guests before you bring them on with your little diatribes. And just fight the new world whore. Durs. That's all
great,
I got.
Great job. Well said. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.